Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In today's show, the Bitcoin price recovers to 31,500, but traders say that the scam price action will bring more downside. Quoting crypto analyst Mikhail Van de Pop, simple playing field for Bitcoin, breakthrough 31,500 equals 32,800 and or $35,000. Support zones for longs, probably 30,000 and 29,300. In between equals, no trade zone. And quoting Rec Capital, this area is confluent with the orange Bitcoin 200-week moving average. In fact, Bitcoin would need to downside wick below the 200-week moving average to reach the $20,000 area. Interestingly, downside wicking tends to occur below the 200-week moving average to mark out generational bottoms. And quoting Phoenix Ash, on our way towards a whole month inside a mini range again to fully deploy, the flip-flop, your bias, nonstop, angry pleb, and get the freak out. People FOMO'd the top, lows taken again after the nuke. Up we go again. And as pointed out here, 65% plus of the Bitcoin supply last active 1+ year ago is at an all-time high. HODL gang. And quoting Michael Saylor, the MicroStrategy CEO, if Bitcoin is not going to zero, then it's going to $1 million. Preach. Also in today's show, most crypto assets to be treated as commodities in long-awaited bill released by U.S. senators, including Cynthia Lummis. Quoting her right here, the United States is the global financial leader, and to ensure the next generation of Americans enjoy greater opportunity, it is critical to integrate digital assets into existing law and to harness the efficiency and transparency of this asset class while addressing risk. Also in today's show, Ethereum's next stop, $2,200. Top crypto analyst explains how Ethereum kicks off the next rally. Quoting Invest Answers here, Ethereum has to overcome this resistance to be able to get back above $2,200. Maybe expect a little bit of what I call glass tapping required to bust through that level to get through $2,000 straight to $2,200. Also in today's show, the trader who accurately predicted the 2022 Bitcoin and crypto meltdown says Bitcoin capitulation is imminent after the recent rally. Quoting Crypto Capo here, clean range, what is happening inside the range and what has happened at the range high shows that this is a clear redistribution range. Clean break of the range low equals the last leg down confirmed equals $21,000 to $23,000. However, we have Immortal Crypto who is bullish. He says consolidation under resistance while making higher lows. If price managed to find acceptance above $32,000, we could see the long-awaited relief rally with targets between $34,000 and $37,000. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. All this plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. How's it going, crypto fam? I'm your host, JV. Make some noise in the live chat. The Bitcoin short-term price action has been dominated by a whipsaw that triggered around $31,000 to $32,000 level, and the June 6th reversal at this point triggered a quick sell-off that pushed the King crypto back down to $29,200. And surprisingly, on June 7th, the price rapidly reversed course as Bitcoin rallied back above $31,500. But given the current rejection at this level, traders are likely to proceed cautiously rather than to expect a quick surge to $35,000. And right here, you're looking at the Bitcoin one-day candle chart. Now, here's what several analysts are saying about the short-term outlook of the King crypto and what support levels to keep your eyes on moving forward. Quoting crypto analyst Mikhail Van de Pop, simple playing field for Bitcoin, breakthrough 31,500 equals 32,800 and or $35,000. Support zones for longs, probably 30,000 and 29,300 still in between equals no trade zone. And as Phoenix Ash shares here, on our way towards a whole month inside of a mini range again to fully deploy, the flip-flop, your bias, nonstop, angry pleb, and get the freak out. People FOMO'd the top, lows taken again after the nuke. Up we go again. Now let's discuss a possible flush out to $20,000. For traders trying to get some sense where the Bitcoin bottom might be, market analyst and synonymous Twitter user, Rec Capital, posted the following chart, highlighting the 200-week exponential moving average as a key indicator to watch. And as he shares here, this area is confluent with the orange Bitcoin 200-week moving average. In fact, Bitcoin would need to downside wick below the 200-week moving average to reach the $20,000 area. Interestingly, downside wicking tends to occur below the 200-week moving average to mark out generational bottoms. And I love this response. 20,000 not happening because too many people want it. Everyone had multiple opportunities for the past year to stack below 30,000. 25,000 was the low. Cry harder, bears. Take that, Peter Schiff. And as pointed out here, 65% plus of the Bitcoin supply last act of 1+ year ago is at an all-time high. HODL gang, where you at? Where are my long-term Bitcoin hodlers at? Make some noise in the live chat. And quoting the Giga Chad from a recent interview on CNBC, if Bitcoin is not going to zero, then it is going to $1 million. And I agree 100%. When do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go to $1 million? That's the $1 million question. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And before I break down next way of the day, most crypto assets to be treated as commodities and long-awaited bill released by U.S. senators, including Cynthia Lummis. But before I provide the highlights for you right here, first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, all the major cryptos are currently pumping back in the green, with Bitcoin up 3%, and expect more continued high volatility. With Bitcoin trading above 30,500, we have Ether up 3%, trading back above $1,800. Cardano up over 8%, trading above 65 cents, while Binance Coin, Solana, and Polkadot are all pumping and in the green. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. A new bipartisan bill is proposing crypto regulations fall under the purview of the Commodities Futures Trading Commission instead of the SEC. The Loomis bill, sponsored by U.S. Senators Cynthia Lummis as well as Kirsten Gillibrand, aims to be the first serious attempt at bringing regulatory clarity to the crypto industry. And through the SEC head, Gary Gensler, he argued most crypto assets are securities. Loomis and Gillibrand's bill asserts that most digital assets are much more similar to commodities than securities. And I agree 100% with them on that. Most crypto assets are commodities and not securities. I don't like Gary Gensler. He is obviously corrupt with the SEC. It is what it is. I mean, just look at the lawsuit with XRP / Ripple, which is being dragged on. Now, obviously, Ripple seems to be a commodity and not a security. Now, the CFTC, which only has 1/6 of the budget of the SEC, already oversees Bitcoin and Ethereum futures trading in the U.S. Now, the new bill would grant the regulator broader authority in the space and provide a process for crypto exchanges to register with the CFTC, says Senator Lummis in a prepared statement, quoting her here. The United States is the global financial leader, and to ensure the next generation of Americans enjoy greater opportunity, it is critical to integrate digital assets into existing law and to harness the efficiency and transparency of this asset class while addressing risks. And though the new bill is being welcomed by many, others are more critical, says Todd Phillips, director of the Financial Regulation and Corporate Governance at the liberal think tank Center for American Progress. Quoting him here, the status quo would be better than this bill. So many of these tokens are securities and need to comply with the regular usual security laws. And this bill tries to create a special crypto-specific disclosure regimen that I don't think discloses all of the information. Investors need to fully evaluate whether to purchase a security. And crypto legal expert Jeremy Hogan, known for his coverage of the SEC's lawsuit with Ripple Labs, argues that the bill is much better than current regulations. Quoting him here on crypto Twitter, Loomis bill thoughts. Number one, the bill is strikingly broad. Reporting, taxes, brokers, etc. all under its umbrella. Number two, it's much better than the status quo. And number three, it carves a niche for digital assets that are subject to SEC oversight if they are investment contracts. But even if a digital asset falls under SEC oversight, the reporting requirements aren't onerous. At least it is possible that a crypto company could fulfill the reporting requirements, unlike now. In summary, I like it. It tries and mainly strikes a nice balance, in my opinion. So there you have it. What are your thoughts surrounding this new crypto / Bitcoin bill? Let me know your thoughts in the comments right down below. And before I break down next story of the day, Ethereum's next stop is $2,200. Top crypto analyst explains how Ethereum kicks off the next rally. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting just above $1.2 trillion with $90 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. The current Bitcoin dominance is 46%. 0.5%, with Ether dominance at 17.5%. And checking out the top 100 cryptocurrency gainers in the past 24 hours, we have Theta leading the pack, up almost 13%, trading at $1.36, followed by Chainlink, up 12%, trading at $8.41, followed by NEO, up 11%, trading at $12.59. And checking out the top 100 cryptocurrency gainers for the past week, you can see a sea of red, which is a handful in the green, including Chainlink, up 13.6%, HNT, up 11.9%, and Cardano, up 9%. And checking out one of my favorite indicators, it's the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, shows we are currently rated a 17 out of 100 in extreme fear. Yesterday a 15, last week a 17, and last month an 11. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign. Investors are too worried. That could be a great buying opportunity, aka BTFD, buy that freaking dip. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. A popular crypto analyst is exploring buyer interest at different price levels to see where the leading smart contract platform Ethereum is heading next. In a new strategy session, the anonymous host of Invest Answers tells his 440,000 YouTube subs that despite a rough start to 2022, Ethereum has held firm at $1,700 and has since pushed back above $1,900. Quoting him here, Ethereum has been very volatile, very beaten down. It held up very strong at the $1,700 level of support, which is a historical support from 2021, but this on-chain data shows a stiff supply barrier between about $1,906 and 1963, where roughly 900,000 addresses acquired over 8 million ETH. The analyst goes on to say that if Ethereum can break out of the $1,906 to 1963 resistance zone, it might very well blast past 2,000 by another 10%, as he shares here. ETH has to overcome this resistance to be able to break back above $2,200. Maybe expect a little bit of what I call glass tapping required to bust through that level to get through 2,000 straight to $2,200. Watch that space carefully. Now, Invest Answers next looks at the Bitfinex futures contracts brought on margin to gauge whether the king crypto might be primed to break out after losing over 50% of its initial 2022 value of $47,292. Quoting him here, margin longs hit an all new all-time high. Notice that the longs, which is a typically bullish indicator, vastly increased in mid-May and currently stands out at about nearly 100,000 Bitcoin contracts, its highest ever registry. And to understand how severe this movement was, one might compare it to the June/July of 2021, the previous all-time high of 50,000 contract longs. It's doubled in size. The analyst concludes by saying he thinks the renewed interest in Bitcoin futures is a bullish indicator. Quoting him here, these Bitfinex margin longs don't get it right all of the time, but they do get it right about 75% of the time. So this is a bullish sign that we have bottom. I don't promise we've bottom, but all roads are really pointing to that. And he shares this chart. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the crypto analyst that we have likely bottomed for this cycle and that we're likely to continue rising from here. And before I break down final story of the day, trader who accurately predicted 2022 Bitcoin and crypto meltdown says Bitcoin capitulation imminent after the recent rally. But before I break this down, as well as this bullish $34,000 to $37,000 Bitcoin target, first, I'm going to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 1,200 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also, some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my crypto merch store live at merch.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also, be sure to smash that subscribe button and ring that bell to turn on all notifications to receive daily premium crypto news alerts and help support the channel with the YouTube algorithm. And of course, you can follow me on all the major podcasts and platforms from Spotify, home of the Joe Rogan Experience, to Apple's iTunes, to Google Play. And if you're listening to the pod, be sure to check out the YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. We're currently receiving over 500,000 downloads per month. So I want to say I greatly appreciate your continued support. And of course, you can follow me on crypto Twitter, Facebook, Telegram, and TikTok. So every app, be sure to plug in and follow me there. But all right, now let's break down our final story of the day. A popular crypto strategist who accurately predicted Bitcoin was sliced through 30,000 last month says Bitcoin looks poised to capitulate even after its latest rally. That's right, synonymous analyst Crypto Capo tells his 335,000 Twitter followers he expects Bitcoin to print a fresh 2022 low once Bitcoin bears take out support at 28,500, as he shares here on crypto Twitter. Clean range, what is happening inside the range and what has happened at the range high shows that this is is a clear redistribution range. Clean break of the range low equals the last leg down confirmed equals $21,000 to $23,000. Now, the crypto analyst is standing by his prediction even after Bitcoin managed to reclaim the key psychological price area of $30,000. As he shares here, Bitcoin double hammer, double power. Good night. And looking at Capo's chart, the crypto strategist still expects Bitcoin to ignite a sell-off event after Bitcoin failed to breach the range resistance at $31,600. Meanwhile, crypto analyst Immortal is currently bullish on the King Crypto. The synonymous crypto strategist tells his 179,000 Twitter followers he believes Bitcoin is carving a bottom in the form of an ascending triangle. And according to Immortal, a move above Bitcoin's triangle resistance at 32,000 could ignite a nearly 20% rally from its current prices. As he shares here, consolidation under resistance while making higher lows. If price managed to find acceptance above 32,000, we can see that long-awaited relief rally targets between $34,000 and $37,000. As he shares here in this chart, let me know which crypto analyst you most likely agree with. Are we likely to bottom between 21 to 23,000 or rise on up to potentially $34,000 to $37,000? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now for a quick recap of what I covered with you here in today's show, Bitcoin price recovers to 31,500, but traders say the scam price action will bring more downside. Also in today's show, I shared all the highlights of the new long-awaited Bitcoin/crypto bill released by Cynthia Lummis. Also in today's show, we discussed Ethereum's next stop at $2,200 as top crypto analyst explains how Ethereum kicks off the next rally. We also discussed the trader who accurately predicted the 2022 Bitcoin and crypto meltdown, says Bitcoin capitulation imminent after the recent rally. So where do you think the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode, Lawrence Abramoff wrote, I think Grayscale's GBTC to spot ETF conversion is due July 4th. I doubt they will get approval, but hope I am wrong, or if I am right, they sue the ish out of the stupid SEC. Hey fam, yes indeed, would be amazing if it actually did get approved, but I am also highly doubtful over the SEC as well. And our next featured comment comes from the bad guy who wrote, I'm watching your arse about every day now, my boy, and you got me all pumped up. Let's get this money. Keep doing your thing. Much respect, fam. I greatly appreciate you tuning in and for your continued support. Hoddle. And our third and final featured comment comes from our very own inner dino. Thanks, JV. Testing times in the market. Never mind. Carry on. That's right, fam. All the lows are always followed by highs. So hodl strong and have patience. Patience is virtuous, especially in crypto. And to be featured on tomorrow's episode, drop me a comment right down below.